Yes, Nita, some very exciting news for our community. Your listeners will be well aware of the Montefiore Home, the aged care facility in Randwick and in Hunters Hill. Well, they've just announced that its Randwick campus will have a $100 million expansion with three new buildings in Randwick, including an exciting retail precinct. Now, I revealed this in the Jewish News this week. There'll be three buildings. The first building on the corner of King and Dangar Street will provide 90 extra residential aged care rooms dedicated to the latest innovations in dementia care, and it will actually include a retail precinct on the ground floor that opens onto a public plaza available to both residents of the Montefiore Home and the general public. Now, the other two buildings will be located along King Street in Randwick, and they'll provide a mix of 79 one, two and three bedroom independent living units. Now, these are for elderly individuals and for couples wishing to optimize their independence whilst also having direct access to the facilities available at the Randwick campus. Nita, this massive development, as I said, $100 million, it's expected to take 2 to 3 years to complete. And Mariah's Early Learning College, which has been located at the Randwick Montefiore for the past 17 years, is set to relocate to the Mariah campus in Queen's Park to accommodate the works. And this is some very exciting news for Mariah, because for the first time, families who have kids at Mariah College will be able to have all their children at one campus after the school unveiled plans to establish a new early learning childhood facility on its Queen's Park premises. Now, Mariah has submitted a development application to Waverley Council for the proposed centre, and we'll be watching that DA very closely. Nisa, some very exciting news, $100 million development at the Montefiore Home in Randwick.
We're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the CSG, the Community Security Group in Victoria, is increasing security in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. It's increased its protection for community institutions in Melbourne in response to last Monday's attack in Brighton. Now, in a statement, CSG said that this includes a stronger security presence at schools, shuls, Jewish businesses and community events in Victoria. It, of course, followed that attack in which a hostage was taken, a man was killed and three policemen were injured just a short distance away from the heartland of the Jewish community. CSG said in a statement, we have asked community organizations for their upcoming activities so that we can provide adequate protection, advice and patrols.
Evan, Dave Sharma is the Australian ambassador to Israel, is finishing his post.
Yeah, that's right. As he prepared to leave Israel after 4 years serving as the Australian ambassador to the Jewish state, he sat down for a last interview with the Jewish News. And Dave Sharma, he's the much-loved figure who will be sorely missed. He says that Judaism and the Jewish homeland will be forever a part of his family. He says Israel has had a big impact on me, my family, and my children. He says he can see us being down in Bondi Junction all the time, buying challah, and then during Hanukkah, the kids are going to want donuts. He says he'll be sad to go because this has been a rich and informative part of our lives. He says, I don't think people can realize just how many challenges Israel has had to continue to face just to exist as a normal country. You can read that extensive two-page interview with Dave Sharma as he says farewell to his post in this week's edition of the Jewish News. And of course, we wish Chris Kanan all the very best. He's been appointed the new Australian ambassador to Israel, and he'll be beginning that post very shortly.
You're talking about people coming, people going, and Michael Mizrahi is leaving Shalom Institute. It's a big loss to our community and a big gain to Israel.
Yeah, Nita, some sad news for the Jewish community in Sydney. Shalom Institute's Michael Mizrahi has announced that he and his family will be making Aliyah at the end of July and moving to Israel. There were mixed emotions at Shalom as Mizrahi, who's been there for 8 years, announced the news to his colleagues. He says that he's loved his time at Shalom and it's sad to be leaving. He says he feels excited and a bit nervous about making Aliyah. He says there'll be challenging moments, but he's excited about the future that he's building for his family. family and the contribution that he can make to the Jewish world from Israel. Now, Nitza, among Mizrahi's many achievements is Shalom's professional theater program, which has put on 4 productions to date. Last year, he, of course, co-produced My Name is Asher Lev, and he's also worked on this year's production, You Will Not Play Wagner. He says he's loved developing quality Jewish cultural programs and bringing them into the mainstream. He's also, of course, responsible for creating the Sydney Jewish Comedy Showcase and the Sydney Jewish Food Festival. So a very, very sad farewell for Michael Mizrahi, who's moving to Israel, but we wish him and his family all the very best. Shalom Institute has announced that they are recruiting for a new programming manager, and of course, Shalom, it's a big weekend for them with Limud Oz happening today and also tomorrow, Nitza. It's all happening at UNSW. Check out the program at shalom.edu.au.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Very good news to our Hebrew readers, as in this week there are at least 5 pages written in Hebrew with all the news and whatever you wanted to read about the Jewish community in the AJN.
That's right, Nitza. I haven't read a single page because unfortunately I can't read Hebrew. But yes, for any Ivrit speakers out there, we have 5 pages of news in Hebrew. Our section is called Etonchik. It's a brand new section. It's a pull-out 5 pages that you can take out of the paper and read solely in Hebrew. So very exciting for any Ivrit speakers in our community. It's free and it's in this week's edition of the Jewish News and it's called Etonchik.
Do you know what's etonchik? Etonchik is little eton.
A little eton, exactly. And eton means?
Eton means in paper, newspaper.
See, Nitza, I'm learning something new every day. Yeah. Next step, you'll be teaching me Hebrew.
Well, listen to the Hebrew program. You learn Hebrew, I promise you. Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great long weekend and a great week.